with the straight scoop on the Packers from the man who knows them best. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron and the coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Through the miracle of television, we are actually taping this program less than 48 hours after the Packers beat the Eagles in Philadelphia. So we're going to spend some serious time on that beauty. And Mike, the thing that still stands out the most is your ability to possess that football. Possessions of 10, 9, 12, 13, and the crown jewel, that possession at the end, ate up more than 8 minutes off the clock, 17 plays worth.
That speaks volumes. I mean, when you have five series that are double digits, that's big time. So with that, we knew it was a key going into the game, you know, particularly number one, staying in favorable down and distance and winning on third down. So I can't say enough about our players, just the preparation, the execution. That was a tall task going into Philadelphia. They've been playing very well, especially this defense. And it is a defensive line that we had a lot of respect for. And I can't say enough about our offensive line because they stepped up to the plate big time.
Aaron Rodgers, over 300 yards passing, a couple of touchdowns. But I think, although his numbers were outstanding, he was even better than those numbers. Boy, he was putting that ball in there.
Oh, no doubt. I thought just the way he played in rhythm, the few times he extended the plays. It's a man match football game, so that's always the toughest challenge, as far as throwing the football. I think it's definitely probably one of his best games this year.
Mike, what was that little option type play? It looked kind of strange and different. And was Aaron supposed to keep the ball the whole way?
It was an option, but it was the last possible option. But you'd like to see the ball get pitched. But it was a third down. It was a short yardage situational play, and he did a good job protecting himself.
Devontae Adams' so-called breakout season continues. 5 catches, 113 yards, 2 touchdowns. And that second touchdown catch, I don't know how he made it.
I'll tell you what, I mean, it's spectacular. I mean, the throw and the catch, we had an influence run there. They gave us a front that we hadn't seen to that point in the game. Aaron checked to, 4 verticals, and, Randall got a little outside on his release. And just so the ball placement, he put it only where Devontae could catch it, and just a spectacular play.
Don't want to see it get lost in the wash because it was something special. Early fourth quarter, Devontae Adams with a heck of a move and then a heck of a run after a catch for 23 yards. That was a special play.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when teams are playing as much man and match that you expect going into into that Eagle game, yards after the catch was something we harped all week, and that's a great example of what you're looking for. So making that contested catch and breaking tackles, another great play in the game.
You mentioned the offensive line a moment ago, but I want to detail it. No sacks allowed against the defense, came in statistically 6th in the league at rushing the passer. Excellent effort by those guys up front.
Oh, big time. And I mean, the fact of the matter is they have 11 defensive linemen on the roster for a reason. An excellent defensive front, but a front with a lot of depth. So clearly our biggest challenge going into the game was I feel that their defensive line was the strongest position of the Eagles, and our offensive line delivered.
Defensively speaking, Mike, the bottom line is you allowed only 13 points. Mm-hmm. In the NFL, that's almost unheard of.
Oh, definitely. Oh, you keep them under 16 points, you're going to win the game. So, I thought the second half was we took it to another level. And that's really what we talked about at halftime. Let's pick the tempo of the game up, the energy, and the big interception there in the second half. And us getting the lead and letting our defensive line pin their ears back. And you could definitely see it there, down the stretch with the sacks.
Mike, you also defensively speaking, kept the big plays to a minimum. The longest pass play, 24 yards. The longest run outside a quarterback scramble, just 9. That's heading in the right direction.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you want to make a team one-dimensional. They're able to hit us on some in-breaking routes here in the first quarter. But I thought we did a very good job adjusting to that. Both offenses played very well in the first half. It was only 3 series apiece. But defense played their best football at the most important time of the game.
move Clay Matthews inside for this particular contest? Could you talk about that decision?
Yeah, it was really, due to injury. Just with Jake Ryan not having the chance to come back. Blake's, probably another week or so away. So, I think it just says a lot about Clay and, what kind of teammate he is.
Morgan Burnett, now correct me if I'm wrong, I'm sure you will. Morgan Burnett, did I see him lining up as an inside linebacker in your nickel defense?
Definitely. I mean, it's we call it fast nickel, because obviously Morgan's faster than the other linebackers in there. So, and I think it shows his diversity. Morgan's has the ability to play nickel, dime, in obviously any safety position. So I like it when he's in there. So it's you definitely don't have any matchup issues.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, we'll talk about those Houston Texans. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. And Mike, the Houston Texans, kind of an interesting opponent. They're 6-5. They're leading the AFC South, but they've lost two straight. What are you seeing?
Very good football team. Definitely a team you prefer not to play on a short week. Talented, all the way through. But schematically, they do a lot. So it's a different game plan for each team that they play. Particularly their defense, a lot of disguise, a lot of scheme. No different, with their offensive approach. So this will be a big challenge for us.
Staying on the defensive side of the ball for the Texans for a moment. No J.J. Watt. But they're way up there in the statistics, number 5 in yards allowed.
Oh, no doubt. They got impact players, and it's definitely starts with their front. Very active. Once again, do a lot of things, from disguise. Really challenge your protection schemes. Really challenge your run blocking schemes. Your defensive ends come underneath the tackle block all day long. So this is going to be a big challenge, particularly for us mentally, just to get through the physical part of coming off of Monday Night Football, but we got a lot of extra film study this week.
Well, speaking of that, I'm sure most of our viewers are kind of unfamiliar with the Texans, but there's a name they may be familiar with because he was the number one pick overall in 2014, Jadeveon Clowney. And what do you see from that guy?
Special player, impact player. So very slippery, very athletic, has a tremendous first step. And you can see, his the importance of making plays. So, I mean, I don't know if I've seen as many plays made on the back side of a run. He just does a lot of things. They move him around. They actually played him an inside linebacker in their base defense this past week. So he's definitely someone we'll be well aware of.
Well, let's flip it over to the offensive side of the ball. Brock Osweiler. Mm-hmm. Now, he's in the unfortunate position of having more interceptions, 13, than touchdown passes, mm-hmm. 12. Obviously, he's a talented guy. The Texans want him real bad. What are you seeing from him?
Well, I mean, once again, he can make all the throws. Obviously, coming over there from Denver, he's a really good fit for their scheme, the ability to run the football, play from the pocket, and the guy can definitely has some movement skills.
Now, they've got a guy on the outside, DeAndre Hopkins. Dangerous receiver. Last year, his numbers are down a little bit this year, but last year, 111 catches, over 1,500 yards. He's still got to be considered armed and dangerous, doesn't he?
Definitely. I mean, he's a dynamic player, and I think it's like anything. Our coaching staff had a chance to coach the Pro Bowl 2 years ago, and he was one of the players, that our staff was just so impressed with. So, I mean, you can see just back the years that he's putting together in his production, special player.
The running game for the Texans, Lamar Miller is their workhouse guy. What kind of player is he? Is he a jitterbug? He's a power guy?
Well, I mean, they're multi-schemed, as far as the way they run the football. I think he does a great job between the tackles. And, just like anything, we need to stop the run. We got to make these guys try to make them one-dimensional, and it starts with stopping him.
Coming off a Monday night game on the East Coast, will you have to adjust your practice schedule and so forth this week to get ready for the next game?
Definitely. I mean, really, Wednesday's practice will be more of a walkthrough. Frankly, we won't even go to the Hudson Center. We'll do it all in-house in our classroom environment. And in our Thursday practice, we're actually going to spend more time in the meeting room in the morning and go to a later afternoon practice down there Thursday. And we'll have to cut that back a little bit.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Coming up, more of the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay with us.
Rodgers under center, offset eye in the backfield. Richard Rodgers, the fullback, play action. Aaron Rodgers back to throw. Winds up, rainbows, right side. Over the shoulder, catch. Devontae Adams, a sensational grab by Adams. A beautiful throw to beat Leonis McKelvin to the 22-yard line of Philadelphia. A 50-yard field-flipping pass play.
Welcome back. Mike Haha Clinton Dix has just recorded his third interception of the season. He got a first and 10 at your own 28. What do you got dialed up, and more importantly, why?
Well, we're going to take a shot right here. And what we were looking for is, you know, we had Jared Cook in here at the Y, and they did sort of tendency to show, you know, play the half safety, a half shell to Jared for pass, and a quarter's away. So, but with that, but we put Jared in the boundary, and they end up rolling it the other way. So we got a full fake. You'll see that the protection here is outstanding. And you see the action here of Ty Montgomery and Aaron Rodgers with the ball extension. You can see their linebackers clearly think it's run. You know, Richard Rodgers doing a great job selling the lead block. You know, David Bakhtiari, you know, pretty much in a pass mode there. But you look at Jason Spriggs, he's on the island. Balaga and Jared Cook are selling a T-slip here to the front side. So it really looks like run. And you can see they got eight guys at the line of scrimmage. But with that, we actually get the, you know, reverse of what we're looking for. And we're looking to take the shot with Jordy and then have an in route by Devontae Adams. But Devontae does a great job and recognizes the fact that the corner jumps underneath. And if you watch here, he throws up his hand. So, and that's an indication now he's going to adjust his route, okay, and take the shot. He does a great job stacking the DB. And it's a big time throw, especially that late, you know, into the time clock. And this is pretty right here now. This is,
oh,
it doesn't get much better than that, Larry. That's
no.
That's good stuff. So, and big play that obviously put us in position there to get the field goal.
Could you roll it back, Mike, just a moment?
Okay.
Because something, or we're going to use this view. Something,
okay,
I've noticed, Aaron Rodgers rarely begins looking where he's going to throw the ball. And is that part of the big grand plan?
Well, you have different types of, you know, different types of passes. This is in what we call, you know, part of the action game, but this is a full fake. You know, get to, you're running back here at 8 yards. So you really want to sell it. He has to get his head around. Jordy is actually the primary receiver. So you can see Aaron comes up to throw to his left. Okay, the coverage is opposite of what we anticipated. So he takes a reset hitch, and then so he really doesn't see Devontae because Devontae's supposed to be running an end route.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so really Aaron has to adjust on the move, and, I mean, that's a big-time throw now. That late in the time clock, and you can see this is a great picture of how Devontae stacks that the defensive back, shielding his body, you know, keeping the ball, his body between the defender. Big-time play.
Mike, number 12's microprocessor he's got for a brain operates at warp speed, doesn't it?
Definitely. I mean, it's like a lot of things in this business. The quarterback position, they have to, you know, obviously take in a lot of information, but his application of information is the best I've ever seen.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, more of the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay with us.
Mike McCarthy's wardrobe provided by the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay, offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men. 335 North Washington Street, Green Bay.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. And Mike, I heard it in the locker room during the week. I heard it in the locker room after the game. Prior to the Eagles contest, you made it a point to be very positive with your football team, and it had the desired effect. There was a very positive vibe, both in the locker room, as I mentioned, at practice. Could you talk about deciding to take that approach, especially after four straight losses, tough times?
I think, number one, you have to be consistent. I think it's pretty much our approach. You know, that we tend to definitely look at things from the positive side of the fence. And I think particularly when you go through times of adversity, you really have to focus more on the things that are right as opposed to the things that are not going right. So, and that's really the gist of it. And I just can't say enough about our players because, I mean, you're at practice, you know, all the time. And just the preparation part of it, the energy, the the tempo, the workload. They've stayed after. They've been very, very consistent with that, and it was great to see them rewarded on Monday Night Football.
This is a segment where we talk about some of the good things and usually some of the good individual performances. David Bakhtiari, he's having one heck of a year. Signed the big contract, hasn't changed David Bakhtiari one bit. In fact, I think he's better.
Definitely. He's playing the best football of his career. He's outstanding. I think you made a great point. He hasn't changed a bit, I mean, at all. I mean, I think his hair might have got longer, but he's having a heck of a year.
How about a guy a couple doors down, Corey Linsley, hurt for a good part of the season. He's been back in the saddle for a few games. How's he coming along?
Well, you love him centers,
yes,
don't
I
you?
Do. He's got the reach block. He's got the reach block with muscle.
Yeah, absolutely. No, Corey's playing great. I thought he played very well against the Eagles. Big matchup challenge there. He'll have another big one this week against Houston.
Personnel-wise, on the defensive side of the ball, notice Quentin Rollins getting some snaps at the nickelback or star back. Seems like a good location for him.
I'll tell you what, he played well Monday night. I thought he was aggressive, played a lot of confidence. It was good to see him back in there. So, he coming back from that groin injury, it took him a couple weeks, but Q played very well.
Well, with all the fireworks with Devontae Adams, I can't leave this guy out. Jordy Nelson, 8 catches, 91 yards, and that one 21-yarder at the end of the game, beautiful.
Absolutely, and that's Jordy. I mean, he goes about his business each and every day the same, and that's goes out there and has a Jordy Nelson night. So, yeah, just such a consistent pro, does all the little things, day in and day out. And we have to be honest. Personally, it's great to see him come back from the injury last year, and he's putting together another great season.
Mike, the win over the Eagles gets you started in the stretch run on the right foot. Is it much of a sell job for you to convince the guys we can't be looking down the road, that we have to be 1-0 this week, that the next game, the Houston Texans game, is the only game that really matters right now? Because everybody outside the building is talking about, okay, now we've got this and now we got that.
No, we're talking nothing. The only thing we're talking about is the Houston Texans. And you'll see why. This is a very good football team. It's an uncommon opponent. We haven't played these guys in ages, so we don't know a lot of their players. And scheme-wise, on a short week, this is a big challenge.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, the last word from the coach. We'll be right back.
The run-up of the kickoff by Mason Crosby. High end-over-end boot. And about 3 yards deep, here comes Kenyon Barner between the hash marks, cutting right to the 5, outside the hash marks to the 10. And he's barreled down short of the 15-yard line.
Marwin Evans and Aaron Ripkowski teaming up for that tackle. Welcome back, Mike. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this because it's important. Your special teams against the Eagles. Number one kickoff return outfit in the National Football League, and you guys on 3 returns stuffed them inside the 20. And Jake Shum, who's really been coming on, how about his lone punt of the game down to the 1?
Awesome. I mean, our coverage units were outstanding and clearly probably on one of our biggest challenges of the season. So it was a complete game for us, the offense, defense, and special teams. And I can't say enough about our coverage units because, they were challenged during the week and they produced big time on Monday night.
And, Mike, how great is it after a couple of night games on the East Coast to come back to Lambeau Field, have a home game, and it's at noon?
I'll answer that after the game, Larry. But, yeah, it's definitely Lambeau Field, no place like home. Everybody loves a noon game. You get up and get going, and it'll be a great crowd, and we're really looking forward to it.
Last thing for you, what's it going to take to beat the Texans?
Well, I think number one is just really build off of what we accomplished in Philadelphia. We won the turnover ratio. We were plus one. We need to continue that, keep the focus on that. So win the turnover ratio and field position. It's December football. So field position in December is critical.
Speaking of field position, you got a little taste of Kristen Michael. And gained 4 yards on one carry. Will we be seeing more of him as time goes on?
Definitely. He deserves an opportunity to play more, and we'll work him into to practice more and more this week.
Thank you, Mike. Good luck, and thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.